countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
The Environmental Protection Agency is keen to get us to use the other three R's, that's reduce, reuse and recycle, in an effort to reduce the roughly 14 million tonnes of waste that goes into landfill every year. Well, Brian Lally went to Holmestown Waste Management Facility in Wexford this week, where he met Leonard Poole.
We're seeing tellies coming in that are 2 or 3 years old. They're being brought here rather than to the repairman, which is unfortunate. I got my own telly repaired recently, to the great upset of my family. So that's being familiar with the circular economy and the way the thing goes and the environment, and when I see the amount of stuff that's being thrown out, I say, well, if I could be the one to mighten add to that, it would be great.
You have a car full of cardboard.
It was a new sofa.
Lovely. What happened to the old one? Did you recycle it or did you get rid of it?
I sold it. It was in good quality, so it was grand, yeah.
So this is the cardboard from the new one now?
Yeah. There's a lot of it.
Mary Frances Rochford from the EPA. What is the circular economy?
Well, the circular economy is the way in which we can use our resources to keep them in use for longer and to maintain the benefit of it. So the opposite of the circular economy is where we make, we use, we dispose. So the circular economy is the opposite of that. And you'll have heard examples of where we get TV repaired, or if we're selling sofas, or similarly if we repair our clothes, get our shoes repaired. That's on a small scale. On an industrial scale, it's where manufacturers can use part of materials that may otherwise have been discarded at the end of their production process to use that in a new process. And we see that particularly in Ireland, and of interest in the agricultural community, in the bioeconomy is very much part of that circular economy picture. Late 80s was when we started to move away from the circular economy. Up to that time, we were very good in terms of passing on clothes, yeah, repairing. Then as we moved towards a society where goods actually became cheaper and more disposable, and we wanted to get the newest, it's not just about the item that you're throwing away. We also have to think about all the resources that went into making that. Yeah. And what we see now in Ireland is that in 2018, we produced over 14 million tonnes of waste. Now, the good news there is that we have now reduced our waste that we sent to landfill to just 14%. So that's a good news story. What isn't so good is that we see that after we got off to a pretty good start in terms of recycling, Irish people embraced recycling. Mm-hmm. The early 2000s, we did really well. We came to 40%. We kind of plateaued for a while. We did a bit. And now, worryingly, we see that we're declining. That's a worry. And it's a worry in terms of what's best practice and in terms of doing the right thing. Ireland also has quite stringent targets that it has to meet from an EU perspective.
You can't just ship it abroad anymore.
No, and indeed what we do see is that Ireland in 2018 exported 35% of its waste for recycling or recovery. And that is something that we would like to move away on, so that we become more self-sufficient and that we reuse, reduce our waste and then recycle before we start to think about disposal or energy recovery from our waste.
Now it's the appropriately named Peter Byrne, because we're in the flammable section. Peter, what's in all these stinky looking oil canisters?
So we have vegetable oil, your old used vegetable oil. Do you know, if you're having an air fryer, this is where your oil comes. Waste engine oil, car oil filters and car batteries and fence batteries and household batteries in this area. That's, if you look here, we're in a bonded area with an interceptor, so if anything spills here, like, we've started to decant paint here on site. In the last 3 weeks here alone, we've probably decanted 2,000 litres of paints, water-based paints. As you say, everyone and their mother were painting their houses, and we ended up with a lot of it. This is all waste electronic items. At this part of the site, you're looking at all the white goods. Yeah. These would have been dumped all over the country.
Yeah.
But with the we take back scheme, you know, where you pay now for all your electronic goods when you buy them, we see them all coming here now, and we get very little waste electronic items dumped on the sides of the roads now. So that was a great scheme.
Yeah. Describe It's not quite Boule of Ogue, but it is an extraordinary mountain here in front of us.
It's probably Vinegar Hill of mattresses. Yeah, you're looking at a mountain of mattresses here that we've collected in the last 2 days. Now, we've been collecting mattresses in an amnesty since July, yeah. And today is the last day of it. This is 2 days' collection.
2 days?
Yeah, these were collected 2 days ago. So you're probably looking at 500 mattresses in 2 days. We ran a mattress amnesty last year and we took in 10,000 mattresses.
10,000?
Last year in Wexford. So on, we just found that for some reason that there must be an awful lot of mattresses stored somewhere in County Wexford.
In Ireland, every year we come to the end of life for between 400 and 800,000 mattresses every year. So that's a considerable amount of mattresses that people mightn't... It wouldn't be a waste stream that people automatically think about. They're taken apart and then they're reused in other products. Sometimes mattresses can be used for animal bedding, and once they're all taken apart and used properly. And we have a number of social enterprises around the country that recycle these, and that they're very much part of the circular economy when it comes to managing mattresses like we've seen here today.
But the great thing again is, like, we would be picking these a lot of these mattresses, yeah, up off the side of the road.
There's
if they weren't
coming
here
in now, in the back of a trailer, just
two coming here, yeah, now again, yeah. So like, and that'll be constant all day today.
The EPA has carried out a study where we've basically looked in people's bins. What we found is that about 50% of what people are putting into their curbside bin, these, yeah, are regular householders like you and me, about 50% of that could be put into their recycling or to their compost bin. And then when we look at businesses, we see that 70% of the waste that goes in there could go to other. So the phrase clean, dry, loose is important. So that means that when we're putting waste into our recycling bin, that when it's tipped out into the sorting facility, that it's easily able to be pulled apart. Yeah. And also that it's clean, so that we're making sure that if it's a container that had meat or any other types of food in it, that you've given it a bit of a wash and it's dry before you put it into your bin.
So we shouldn't just scrunch up the sweet and sour pork container, should we?
No.
Run it under the tap,
make sure it's clean before you put it in your bin. And the reason for that is that clean recyclable material has a greater value, and then it enables it to, on the market, to go back into products, and as we were talking about, that circular economy brought to life again in terms of the material that we're putting in our recyclable bin, which is very important.
There's a lovely old travel chest gone in by in a trailer there that was on an ocean voyage one time, and a couple of lovely blue chairs.
Yeah, everything seems to be disposable, doesn't it? You just use it for a while and then get rid of it.
I think, and a lot of it is as well, is that people, we don't fix things. We don't, like, the telly breaks, we get a new telly,
yeah,
instead of...
It gets too expensive to repair,
yeah,
anything.
I see you have some containers of what looks like used oil there.
Yeah,
so
they'll
be going into the...
Exactly, yeah.
To the proper,
it's all segregated into the different areas.
Actually, a guy came in here a couple of weeks ago here, and there was four nearly brand new helmets, and he said enough was enough. And actually, they were left out. There was a car came in, and there was a couple of young lads, and he gave them to him. He said, "Here, you'll get as good as wearing out them as what I got." There's more people, I suppose, conscious of what they're doing, bringing in stuff, recycling it in the right place, and getting rid of their waste. I don't think there's that much being thrown out on the road now.
Yeah.
People are taking full advantage of it, you know.
That's Pat O'Gorman there, ending Brian Lally's report. And you can find out more about how much we're wasting and what you can do to actually reduce your waste by going to the EPA website.